Hello, and we are about halfway through, so good. Keep up the good work. Not a whole lot to comment on necessarily, just a couple of points from last week, week three. Sort of going in order, right? So thanks for continuing to do the exercises. Again, it's not even just about assigning the number. It's about sort of realizing what's driving that. Part of whatever it means to live a good life is recognizing that there are circumstances around you that you can or cannot control, and those impact you. And part of what we're trying to track is, how do you react to those things? So how do you feel when those things happen? And that's part of, again, even the discussion, sort of what kind of poo animal you are. I tend to be more like the owl. I don't know that I even gave you that as an option, but I'm fairly detached, and sometimes that makes these exercises a little bit harder to actually figure out how I feel and why I feel the way I feel. So again, I do these. I find them very useful, but it doesn't mean that because I do them, I find them necessarily easy, right? They can be challenging for some of us to figure out, why am I happy? Why am I not happy? And part of, as we're moving in this direction to the kind of a midterm point, going not necessarily as a wrap up, but just a quick review, we each have these needs and desires and dispositions, and they almost sort of concretize a little bit in our personality. And when we do these exercises, we realize, oh, this is kind of like a baseline of how I act and react to things. And we're going to start saying, okay, we know that now. We're going to shift gears in week four. Before I do that, though, I think this is unfortunately interesting as far as week three. The faculty, and when we've taught this course, we selected the readings because of the way we thought it fit in terms of, external circumstances and how they affect you or don't affect you, or how you choose to respond to them. And it is unfortunate right now that many of you have a lot to say about war. We've been running this course in some iteration like this since COVID. And so a lot of times these were sort of very theoretical kinds of conversations. And now we're stuck looking at two really, really violent conflicts, one going over a year now and one going over a month now. And doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of let up, unfortunately. So I really appreciated reading your comments and the sort of seriousness with which you took that topic. And unfortunately, you had to. Again, previous classes didn't have to think about it that way. Or even then, unfortunately, war was the kind of thing in Ukraine that was divorced enough from our daily life not to worry about it. But the more recent events have escalated and become, it's just, war on top of war. But anyway, going into the next week, I want you to kind of be aware that your assignments are going to get pushed a little more deeply. So pay attention, because it is kind of the midterm area, right? So in week four, you have a couple additional readings about gratitude. It's our focus for the next 2 weeks. So normal readings, though, and perusal to week four discussion, your gratitude journal. Again, I do this every morning, so you got to do it. It's extremely important, and we'll talk about why later. And then a first paper. So you guys are doing great. Keep up the good work.